Ucucuğum bak, ucucuğum bak, ucucuğum. Ucucuğum bak.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed live on newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with the head coach of the women's soccer team at the University of Jamestown, Nick Becker. How are you doing today, Nick?
Oh, not too bad. Thanks good for having me on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's good to have you on. It's good to talk to the coaches and see how the teams are doing and see what games are coming up. So you want to talk a little bit about the game that's coming up tonight at 6 o'clock here in Jamestown.
Okay, yeah. We're playing Moorhead. It's technically a scrimmage game for us, but it does count for them. So we're looking to try a couple different things. We haven't had a shutout yet this year. And so from what we heard, Moorhead hasn't had a lot of offensive attacking power. So we're looking to hopefully get a shutout today and see how we kind of do. We're going to change some things around and see if we can keep the ball out of the net and then score on the other end as well. So
right, absolutely. So I'm looking at the scores from the past four games, and you guys didn't score a goal until the fourth game of the season. Now, I'm not saying, like, you know, this is bad or anything, but that's definitely an improvement, and now you're looking to shut out a team that I don't know much about Moorhead. Do you know how many games they've won so far this season at all? Or
well, they've tied a couple. They haven't had any actual games that count, more scrimmages. But for the most part, they've tied their games. Now we're making some gains in keeping the goals down. But I think with our back line now, we're feeling a little more comfortable. We juggled a couple girls around it. We got a couple freshmen starting there. So you have some growing pains, you know. And I think, you know, this will be a real test today to see if we're kind of coming along.
Good. Okay. So now, how is the team looking? Is there injuries happening, or, you know, because we're getting into the swing of the season, and anybody injured, or are we looking to stay healthy?
Well, we have a couple girls injured. This last weekend when we left for Iowa, we left two of our all-conference players back home with injuries. So we're going to try to see if one of them is able to play today, and that's Jolynn Warrens. Our other all-conference player, she's probably out for another week or so, but she's recovering well, and so hopefully we can get everybody back and healthy. And then we have another senior who has a concussion this last weekend. So, yeah, we got some dings, but, you know, now the freshman girls and the sophomores have to step up and, you know, earn their minutes. So.
Right. Now, so the team's looking pretty good. You know, there's been a few injuries, like you said, a few dings and stuff here. But so the game tonight, you're looking to shut them out. Now, that just means being more defensive, looking for a more defensive game, or are you looking to have a more offensive game?
You know, this last weekend when we lost 3-2 against Concordia game, we were offensive minded. We just had three mental breakdowns that led to the three goals. Other than that, you know, they really didn't have a lot of chances. So we're still looking to stay offensive minded, but we have to fix the mental mistakes in the back, you know, and that's where we're getting scored on. So if we fix those mistakes and then we keep our offensive attacking, we'll score some goals and hopefully we'll still keep the ball out at the same time as well.
Good. Okay, so looking at your schedule too, you guys got a busy weekend of soccer as well. Coming up on the 7th, you're going to be in Orange City, Iowa. And then following that, you're going to be in Mitchell, South Dakota. You want to talk a little bit about those games at all?
Yeah, they're definitely two winnable games. You know, anytime you're traveling 6 hours to go play two away games, you're hoping to you know, split, if not win, both of them. And Northwestern's going to be a good opponent. Dakota Wesleyan last year, we beat them in overtime. I definitely think both those games are winnable. But it comes down to, you know, playing today and then playing two games Saturday, Sunday. We have to keep everybody healthy, you know, and hopefully, you know, not wear them out too.
Right, absolutely. So, but right now the focus is on tonight's game. Even though it's labeled as a scrimmage, it counts for them, but you should still give them a good game. It sounds like it's going to be a good game tonight. So, Coach, is there anything else you want to talk about the soccer team at all? Anything that we're missing before?
Well, I just think we're going in the right direction. We have a great group of girls that came in this year. Our training environment's very competitive. It's just hopefully putting all the girls together to gel, put that 11 group on the field to essentially see how we can perform best. So we definitely have some positives, but now I think it's time we start turning our season around and, you know, we hope everybody comes out and watches tonight at 6 o'clock and gets started off with a good game. So
awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.